Who's to blame for this dysfunctional family? The questioner states, "My childhood experience was one that my parents screamed and yelled and fought, and the children were hit. I grew up with a core belief that the world was not a safe place and that really bad things could happen. And then I went into therapy for 5 years, and from that I came to the belief that I was not responsible for what had happened to me, but that I was a victim of two parents who were out of control."
While the therapist did not want you to feel blame for what happened to you, it is really of no greater value to you to put the blame upon your parents. Because whether you're feeling blame or guilt, you're still outside your vortex. You are still not in alignment with who you are. There is no more destructive conclusion to come to than the belief that you are a victim and that others have the power to inflict pain and suffering upon you. Now, we know that it is difficult to understand what we're getting at when you, in fact, were the receiver of pain and suffering as a direct result of something that someone else did. And there are important factors that must be explained before this can make any sense to you. Your parents did not hit you because you were bad. And your parents did not hit you because they were bad. Your parents hit you because they were out of alignment and because they felt powerless. It is not illogical. In fact, it is extremely logical for a person to go from a feeling of powerlessness to a feeling of revenge or anger, because that is a step toward alignment on the vibrational scale. In other words, a feeling of powerlessness is the emotion that indicates the greatest distance from the vortex of who you really are. Revenge is closer. Anger is closer still. Overwhelmment is closer to who you really are. And frustration is much closer to who you really are. Hope is a great deal closer to who you really are. And now you're almost there. You're almost inside the vortex. Belief in well-being and knowledge of well-being are inside the vortex, along with appreciation and love and passion and eagerness and all good feeling emotions. As you found yourself in the middle of a terrible and uncontrollable situation, your response was to be afraid. And as you cowered and cried, an absolutely understandable response, you evoked more of what you did not want from your parents. It may be hard to understand, but if you could have mentally removed yourself from the drama of those battles, focusing upon your toys, staying in your room, not becoming a part of the vibrational mix of it, your parents would have left you out of the drama. But it is not an easy thing not to notice what is going on or have an emotional response to it. The same thing was true of your parents. Undoubtedly, there were unwanted things going on in their lives that they had a difficult time ignoring, which caused them to be pulled into more and more unwanted situations. It's a sort of chain of pain that develops as someone is unhappy, and often justifiably so, so he or she lashes out at another who lashes out at another who lashes out at another. Most people involved in the chain of pain, whether they are children or adults, come to the conclusion from the uncomfortable life that they are living that they are not worthy and that good things do not come to them. And because they feel that way, that is what happens. And then most, even those in therapy, spend a great deal of time trying to sort out the rightness or the wrongness of the behaviors of the parties involved. Children blame themselves. Children blame their parents. Parents blame themselves. Parents blame their children. And on the chain of pain goes. Only when you are willing to find a thought, any thought, that brings you a feeling of relief, can you begin your trek up the emotional scale in the direction of the love and appreciation that represents who you really are. And only from inside the vortex can you fully appreciate the experience and the expansion and the understanding that it has given you. Most people believe that what they are looking for is someone to love them, and they also believe that it is the responsibility of their parents to love them. But parents in despair, far from their vortex of well-being, have no love to give. And so the child assumes he is not loved because something is wrong with him, rather than understanding that he is not being loved by his parents because they are out of alignment with love. Again, we must say that humans are looking for love in all the wrong places. Look to your vortex. Look to the expanded you. Look to your source. Look to the resource of love. It's always there for you, but you must find vibrational alignment with it, within you. You must tune your vibrational frequency to that of love, and your vortex will envelop you, and you will be surrounded by love.